One morning, I walked out into the living room and saw my mom reading Team, Communicate, Connect and Guide. My first thought was whatever, I'm not going to change. The week after, I was thinking to myself, what if I wrote a book about parenting? Wouldn't that be interesting? I bet every parent likes to know what their teen's thinking about their parenting. So, when this opportunity popped up, this would be a perfect topic to talk about. We'll start with technology, because technology is an area where teens and parents usually don't get along, mostly because of the difference between technology from today and our parents' routines. In my opinion, I think a child should get a phone because of the environment. So, what I mean by that is if your child lives in Iowa, they usually don't need a funny engagement. But for kids who live in New York City, they have to walk to school and given the boon of the city. It's more important to have a phone at a younger age for safety purposes. Don't set timelines for a kid if you can't follow them too. I mean, come on. Parents have a little fairness when it comes to screen time. Don't you agree? Stereotypes. In order to understand your teen, you need to understand what your teen thinks of you. Some teens describe their parents as certain stereotypes. These stereotypes fall into two categories, the boss and loosey-goosey. The boss is a strict parent that you might hear saying what I say goes. The loosey-goosey lets anything slide. For example, their kids could stay up all night, but loosey-goosey won't have a problem with that. Also, loosey-goosey could also be okay with one thing and be strict on another. For example, their kids could have a very strict bedtime, but have as much screen time as they like. To add, what I learned about parenting from my first mood swing is that, when your teen is experiencing a wave of emotions, the key for parenting is to stay calm. If you stay calm, your teen's wave of emotions will pass, and they'll realize that they are being silly. But if you fight back, your teen actually has a reason to be mad. They won't think about how they just had a mood swing. They'll think about how you just yelled at them. So parents, if your teen's experiencing a mood swing, stay calm and realize it's not you. It is just them at their most breakable time. It's emotions. Thank you.
Listen again.
One morning, I walked out into the living room and saw my mom reading Team, Communicate, Connect and Guide. My first thought was whatever, I'm not going to change. The week after, I was thinking to myself, what if I wrote a book about parenting? Wouldn't that be interesting? I bet every parent likes to know what their teen's thinking about their parenting. So, when this opportunity popped up, this would be a perfect topic to talk about. We'll start with technology, because technology is an area where teens and parents usually don't get along, mostly because of the difference between technology from today and our parents' routines. In my opinion, I think a child should get a phone because of the environment. So, what I mean by that is if your child lives in Iowa, they usually don't need a funny engagement. But for kids who live in New York City, they have to walk to school and given the boon of the city. It's more important to have a phone at a younger age for safety purposes. Don't set timelines for a kid if you can't follow them too. I mean, come on. Parents have a little fairness when it comes to screen time. Don't you agree? Stereotypes. In order to understand your teen, you need to understand what your teen thinks of you. Some teens describe their parents as certain stereotypes. These stereotypes fall into two categories, the boss and loosey-goosey. The boss is a strict parent that you might hear saying what I say goes. The loosey-goosey lets anything slide. For example, their kids could stay up all night, but loosey-goosey won't have a problem with that. Also, loosey-goosey could also be okay with one thing and be strict on another. For example, their kids could have a very strict bedtime, but have as much screen time as they like. To add, what I learned about parenting from my first mood swing is that, when your teen is experiencing a wave of emotions, The key for parenting is to stay calm. If you stay calm, your teen's wave of emotions will pass, and they'll realize that they are being silly. But if you fight back, your teen actually has a reason to be mad. They won't think about how they just had a mood swing. They'll think about how you just yelled at them. So parents, if your teen's experiencing a mood swing, stay calm and realize it's not you. It is just them, at their most breakable time. It's emotions. Thank you.